when we do move back.
Really? You're going, you're recording right now.
Okay. So this meeting is called to order at about 5:32 PM. Roll call, Peter Gaffer.
Present.
Stephen Green.
Yeah.
Todd Conklin.
Here.
Myself, Ken Budge. Jeffrey Trujillo.
Here.
John Crowe. And our liaison to the board is here, Frank Davis. There he is.
Here.
Where did he go?
I checked.
Okay. We'd like to inform all applicants that all items on the DRB agenda will require a building permit or a sign permit. The design review board approval does not necessarily reflect the views and policies of SHPO, the State Historic Preservation Office, which controls decisions impacting tax status of designated contributing historic properties. Please review SHPO's policies and, if necessary, contact them directly before making any exterior changes to your property. Call to the public. Joe, I'm assuming we have, looking at the audience, unless one of these two people has signed up for call to the public, I think we have no call.
No call.
No public to call, okay. Then let's go right on to our first, and for commission members, I guess this should be item one, not item two, DRB application 17-34. And this is a revised application to construct a carport at 802C Tombstone Canyon. Mr. Bonnaker, if you'd come up and introduce yourself and your address.
Yeah, Bill Bonnaker, 802C Tombstone Canyon. And this is a revision of a carport application. Pretty straightforward. It'll be a basic Bisbee shed design with gray galvanized siding and roofing. Same location as before. Let's see. It'll be 16 by 20, and the dimension 16 is deep, 20 wide. And it will be at the high point front 10 feet, and then at the back 7 foot 6 in elevation. And then the vertical galvanized siding on the south side and also at the rear of the carport. 4 by 6 Doug fir post. The microlam header at the 19-foot span at the entrance, and all the wood will be painted dark brown along with the concrete piers. And that's about it.
Thank you. Commission members, any questions or comments? Mr. Bonnaker?
Bill, the north side of the carport will be, there will be no siding on that, is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah, I'd like to just leave that open at this time.
Okay.
Yep.
Other questions or comments?
I appreciate the coming back with a design that I think is much more amenable to my taste. And I would easily approve this myself.
Other questions or comments for Mr. Bonnaker?
I make a motion that we pass the applicant as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Okay, you're good
to
go.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, number two on the agenda, DRB application 17-2. This is an application to make major changes to a landmark building, the old Phelps Dodge Mercantile, also known as the Convention Center. It's a DRB application to remodel the building at 54 Main Street. Neighbor notification is needed, so this meeting will be a preliminary meeting for the board to talk about the proposed design and changes.
Hey, Michael.
Mr. Reese, if you just identify yourself and address.
54 Main Street was a major mistake of cutting and pasting on.
I was wondering.
My part.
So we're number 2 Main Street.
I would think so, yes, right at the beginning.
You're number 2 Copper Queen Plaza.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, and all of those in the audience tonight, Scott Reese, 5 Howell Avenue, Bisbee, and I'm president of Border Cities Land Corporation, the owner of the Copper Queen Plaza and Convention Center, and the large parking lot, the Gateway parking lot. The effort tonight is about getting feedback, and Mike, I wouldn't describe it as major changes. These will be rather mild changes. And I've been to SHPO 3 times, met with Catherine Leonard, Eric Vondi, their architect, our own architect, Bob Vent. So what you see, if you go to the back of the submittal in the color rendering that Michael Page did, this is about fairly mild changes to the building to deliver outdoor cafe seating. So in the, if you come back then to the elevations, there's some notes on the elevations that don't really apply. So what we're looking for tonight is some comments on this proposed change to the building, which are simply adding an entrance at the face, the northwest face, where the big mural is, below that, where our goal is to place wine tasting room and that sort of thing. And the openings in the glass and some door openings and some framing are the only real changes to the building. And this fits SHPO's, well, it fits the commissioner, the Department of the Interior, you know, runs the whole historic program. So this fits in the category of revitalization. So this is not preservation, it's not restoration, and it's not the other category. This is revitalization. And the reason is, according to Catherine Leonard, who now runs SHPO, is because Phelps Dodge made some changes during the time frame from 1939, when it was built by Del Webb, into the 50s, where there were some changes to the building. So there's not a requirement to preserve it in its original state or restore it in its original state. So what we're proposing is then these modest changes at street level, 4 openings in the glass, indoor-outdoor bar, the extension of premises for the liquor licenses, that sort of thing. So it's depicted best really in this color rendering, although it's a little bit dark. So the goal is to have a lot of activity outside on the sidewalk, which we own. The face of the curb along Main Street and around the west elevation, the face of that curb is our property line. So if you're in the basement and you go underneath that side, you'll be underneath the sidewalk when you're in our basement. So the really what we would like then, or how we would like to proceed is, in the meeting on the 4th, or whatever, the first Wednesday in December, we would have it more clearly defined. So I wanted to get this into your wheelhouse, if you will, a comment on what you think about this, and then in December, we'll be back seeking approval. I guess it's an approval process to then advance and deliver, start the construction. And of course, we get a permit from Joe. There's nothing structural. It's essentially cosmetic, and there will be the elevations and these this artwork, so you can clearly understand what it is. So happy to answer any questions you have.
So you have kind of 2 different proposals here, is that right? These are
somewhat different?
Only in the sense that the drawings represent a depiction of it that goes back some years. But those drawings don't depict, so not two different proposals. One proposal for outdoor cafe seating and service based on changes to the wall system, the glass, and the entry system. So in other words, there's not enough ingress, egress along the faces of the building, the north elevation or the west elevation. So the drawings depict some changes at the second level. Those are to be disregarded. That's just to give you an idea of what it looks like and will look like when we get the notes on it. So this is about, this is we're keeping it as simple as possible, which is street level, changes in framing of entry doors and windows, in effect. So no structural changes, no new paint, no new canopies, nothing new except openings, additional openings in the elevations.
So this is the drawing that we're actually looking at then?
Yeah, and there's some notes on there that...
Not the rendering of...
Well, you look at both so that you could see then each elevation. Some of the notes are not correct on that drawing. Uh-huh. The artwork depicts it more accurately, if you will.
Well, so I'm just looking at the balcony has railings on the drawing, but on the rendering there's no...
Yeah, and that's my point. Disregard the second floor. This was to get it started, get the discussions. It's all I had.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah,
okay. And I wanted to meet Joe's strict requirement for each sheet.
So, Mr. Reese, just to clarify, because I'm a little confused too. So the second floor balcony that we're seeing along Main Street, that is part of the proposal, or that's not?
No.
Okay.
No, that's been deleted.
Thank you. Okay, thanks.
So you're sure. Really just going to change some of the openings?
Correct. Correct.
And plant some trees, and maybe put up a railing out.
Yes, rail and real gorgeous streetscape landscape.
Yeah.
So it's opening. So basically, what we're looking at is two sets of doors over by the table, that are windows now. You're going to have double sets of doors there, or just one? By the plan, it shows both are doors now instead of windows. Am I correct?
To be determined.
Okay.
And the reason for that, Ken, is we didn't want to spend a lot of money
right. And
get to a specific plan until you embrace the concept
right. And
understood that SHPO supports the concept of revitalization. So that's really the issue.
Okay.
This is in the...
Yeah, I know we're getting a little weedy here, but that's what we do up here.
Yeah, sure. No, I appreciate that.
So, but there will be some sort of set of doors that lead out from the table out into there. Then
yes.
There will also be a new set of doors that basically meet the crosswalk right there at the front of that one, or at the corner there where that's for sure.
Another way to look at it while we're in the weeds is if you start at the east end in the table in our property corner in that sidewalk, that existing window then would open up
right. So
there'd be indoor-outdoor service of liquor.
Right.
And then Rob would extend the premises by putting the rail between the double doors so that the double door to the east captures the premises as the rail goes outside on the sidewalk. That becomes the premises for the indoor-outdoor cafe seating. Then the door that doesn't have the rail around it is the entrance, the northeast entrance to the building.
Right.
So that people can come through the building without coming through the premises, the liquor premises. And then they would go through the building to
that's
the
already existing.
Yeah, that's already existing.
Yeah,
so
the one that's
there probably will not be a change in that door system.
Right.
The opening would be then in the window system.
Right, there's two windows on each side.
Right.
But that aren't needed anymore.
And that stanchion in the middle may go away, one window may be modified, the other not, or both of them. Then you go westbound, and then the cafe seating, the rail then would go on the outside of our curb. It's a 10-foot sidewalk, so that gives us the room. And then Andy's working on placing a sidewalk on the face of our curb, which also leads to solving the problem with this public safety hazard over here, you know, in this kill zone over here.
You mean the library back out?
Yeah, the library back out.
Yeah.
So we're working on that, and we're having some sessions with...
Now that isn't really our concern, but...
No, no, it's really, really, if you think of this then as an improvement to the building to add more flavor, more class, more food, beverage, that sort of thing, and creating a dynamic there. Because we're also working on a lighting plan and the signage plan. So that would be part of this December, where there'd be more detail. And we're working on rebranding it the Mercantile.
Right.
And then the banners that you see, the vertical banners here, which are they're kind of dark, they're tough to see. You can see it on a bigger one. We'll be in to see Joe for the sign permit. Because in other words, the building, we're processing the building through a makeover.
All right. So I'll say my piece right now, so everybody knows. I'm fine with opening a few more openings in the building. That seems like that's what we're doing to make better flow for public and so on. So when you come back with your plan, what I would like to see is a real detail of the railing. You know, right. Railing's going to be important to the overall look into the building. That needs to be nailed down to me.
Right.
And that the openings that you're producing are basically the same type that are there, so they don't look totally out of whack. Besides that, there's no problem with taking out a window and putting in a door to make better flow, just so that it's so that the overall look of the building. I mean, you want that because that's what business. You don't want something to look odd because it's not going to help.
No,
you.
I've met with Catherine many, many times, and we're going to run it by her and her staff again.
Right.
So sure. It's my perception that you need that kind of reassurance from SHPO.
Right.
So that's what we expect to, that's what we'll deliver. And if you look at the detail on the railing, what these ingress, egress looks like, you know, if you picture everything that's happening in Tucson now and Pennington, 4th Avenue and 6th, it's what draws people to a downtown. And that's what we all need in downtown because the city needs more money. So in the end, this is about money like everything is. So, and we're following these guidelines because it'd be self-destructive for owners not to follow the guidelines. So we're our own strongest advocate for making you happy and making SHPO happy.
Other questions, feedback from Mr. Reese, from other commission members, Commissioner Gaffney?
No, I think I concur with Ken. We will see a set of drawings in December, I guess.
Correct.
Because these are dated 08, right? These are the...
Oh, yeah, this is, yeah, there's... Oh, but yes, the answer is yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and we understand that.
Yeah.
This was to start the discussion,
sure.
So you're not just blindsided by this new concept coming to downtown.
Right.
So it's a courtesy. The way I look at this is it's a courtesy review tonight.
There's some really neat old railing out there. It isn't that much more costly than just come. Well, I'll talk to you about it.
Oh, we'll talk about that because we buy all our steel and that dome that's going inside, you know.
Yeah. There's, if you look,
we buy an AP for 20 cents on the dollar. I mean, you just can't beat
some really nice old cast things on the top that make make it.
Well, if you think of Michael Page, I mean, look at the quality of this. So he is such a detailed guy, and he wants it to be perfect. So we'll look forward, Ken, to your input. You need to come up, come back up to the Del Webb conference room upstairs.
I'm only one, so I'll...
But no, but if anybody, if anyone on the commission here is interested, just come up to, on the mezzanine, to the left of the ladies' room, where Freeport used to hold the community meetings. So that office now we've redone with all this artwork and what our plans are. And I'll leave my cards if anybody wants to come up. Just call me. Text me, and I'll show you the whole... It's like an art gallery up there now.
Other feedback?
In fact, if you want, I'll give you my number and email if you want to make contact. Or yeah, I'll just give you cards at the end here. I'll give you cards. Thank you. There's no more questions. Thank you.
No, I'm just checking. So is there other feedback or comments for Mr. Reese?
I have a
Commissioner Trujillo?
Mr. Reese, I'm wondering about the, now I understand that the sidewalk is private property. So will you, is the idea to use the entire sidewalk as the outdoor seating area in the spots where there will be outdoor seating?
Correct.
So then a new sidewalk will be built through the parking spaces that are out there?
Correct. The process has been in meetings with Andy Heretic, because that's a safety issue. There's several issues that have to do with an accident waiting to happen in this cluster here.
Yes.
These right-ins, left-outs. It's beyond a traffic engineer's ugliest nightmare. So we want to fix that. We want to fix the sidewalk issue coming from the existing sidewalk at the Gateway parking lot. If you notice, it's truncated.
Yes.
And then the entry. Well, Andy wants to bring that around. It'll calm the traffic. It'll slow the traffic. Mm-hmm. It comes roaring down out of here. It'll slow that traffic down. So those are the goals, in addition to providing the safety for those who are enjoying dining here. But it's the rest of the safety issue that's been ignored for a variety of reasons.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a way to fix it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And Mr. Reese, I guess I would just say, as a lover of things Art Deco, you know you've got a signature streamlined Art Deco building there. And I think as Commissioner Budge and Commissioner Gaffer both acknowledged, they look forward to seeing refined current drawings, as I would, just so we see that, as I know you want to do, the integrity of this structure, as much as it may be going through a revitalization path,
right.
You have a fairly intact, handsome, and unique to Old Bisbee, streamlined modern structure in town. So I know I'm looking forward to seeing the updated drawings so we can see with more specificity what the railings, what the detail will look like that really enhances what is a very handsome and iconic building in the city of Bisbee.
That's very well said, Mike, no question about it. And it's, by the way, it's Art Deco Modern, which is the the horizontal flow as opposed to the courthouse, which is the Art Deco, whatever the vertical is.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we have the guy, Bob Dent, is our architect. He's done the work at Central School. He was married up here 35 years ago. Loves Bisbee. He's in those videos. If you go to Discover Bisbee, that's Bob Dent. And he leads students. He's an adjunct professor at U of A, Mexico City. He drips history. And he's an architectural historian. So we got the best of the best protecting our butts, because the last thing we want to do is something stupid that costs us money. It makes you guys mad at us. We don't want that.
Nor do we.
Deal. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, believe it or not, Commission, we have now reviewed all the applications for this month, which is a rarity given what the volume has been. Mr. Ward and I spoke previously, due to the nature of the catastrophic fire at City Hall, there may have been applications that were submitted. I don't see any else present here, so I'm going to work on the assumption that It just happens that this was a month when there were few applications coming in, but just for a matter of public record, if anyone had applied that expected to be in this agenda, they need to follow up with the building inspector, Joe Ward, and follow up to resubmit, based on Mr. Ward's guidance, an application for us to review. Moving on to item three for discussion only, the design review board will be reviewing the Secretary of Interior standards for rehabilitation. I apologize, I left packets for you here, not knowing that one of our board members is going to be present, so I owe one of them a packet, but it's a packet that consists of the 10 rehabilitation standards that the original group that convened and put together our design review guidelines were guided by. Those 10 items, if you take a look, if you even have this booklet, which I know at least one of you does not, you'll see that the language has been updated. Generally speaking, that language is a bit more forceful, a bit more declarative. Things like, if possible, are struck from the language, and you see much more direct language of the use of shall be done, shall be preserved. So just for starters, we have sort of updated guidance, which I would appreciate you, before our next meeting, reading through just so you understand the language that's used, because that's essentially the guiding language that helped this commission form and come up with the guidelines it implements up till today. There's also a thicker packet with examples of recommended and not recommended examples of how to sensitively rehabilitate structures, whether that be residential or commercial. I went through these briefly in the last 2 days. I think a lot of what the guidance, that Secretary of Interior guidance contains, we have been following. I think there probably are some exceptions. Some of them probably have to do with prior approvals by this DRB going back over the years that would not meet their current recommended actions for dealing with certain issues, particularly related to solar panels and other more modern energy conservation techniques. But I wanted us to at least start by looking at this material, informing ourselves on what the general guidance and guidelines are. For you newer members especially, this just may be good information to have. the goal was for us to review these, come back to our next meeting, have someone from SHPO, perhaps Ms. Leonard or someone else, come speak with us in relationship to both this guidance at the federal level, SHPO's point of view, which may, as I think Commissioner Budge mentioned at our last meeting, simply be a reference back to us, which is, we're following your lead in terms of what you've implemented as guidelines. However, if you violate certain basic principles, then you may hear from us. But we're going to look to you to come up with the local guidance that makes sense for your community, its historic structures. I think at some point we are going to need to look at our original sort of guiding material for updating. Maybe not a massive overhaul, but at least for some updating to make sure that how we're actually operating, what kind of guidance, general operating guidance we're working from now for approvals or denials is related to this, which is probably a very well-intentioned but now old document about how we approach historic preservation in Old Bisbee. And I would just also make mention of note, as I shared with one of our applicants, Mr. Reese, I have a particular love of things Art Deco, and when I go through our design guideline book, it references a historical period up to 1940. But if you looked at any of the architectural language, any recommendations, there's absolute silence on anything beyond the Victorian to arts and crafts period in terms of design elements. So I think in recognition of the significant arts and crafts as well as Art Deco structures we have in Old Bisbee, we may want to look at that area in particular so we have something articulated in our guidance to work from for future proposals, and that one that we can all agree on, and that makes sense to acknowledge that architectural presence in our community. So that was my intention. I don't know if anyone has comments, thoughts, concerns, just about the material that's presented today. But given that you've just gotten the material, I don't want to put you at the disadvantage of commenting on something until you have the time to review it. So my hope is that by our next meeting, we can talk about particularly the 10 rehabilitation standards, as well as some of the recommended practices that are current with the Secretary of Interior's guidance. And if anyone wants to comment or has thoughts or ideas, please feel free. Well, this is rare, a quiet group. Okay.
So, just for clarification, so maybe next meeting we take a section of this and apply it to this, or are we just going to be the still doing the overall, the first 10, you know, 10 standards as they show up? I mean, our whole idea is to see if this is what we really want to produce now, right? So we're going to tackle, they say, the first so many pages in this, maybe, and discuss that to formulate a more, you know, defined plan, then, or are we just going to, I'm a little lost on exactly what you said, the first 10 secretaries rehabilitations,
mm-hmm.
as they applied it in here, right?
Yes, so okay. if you look at those 10 criteria, they were incorporated into our original design guidelines in this booklet back in the day. But this was produced 1991, roughly, right? A few years have passed. The current 10, they still have 10 rehabilitation guidelines, but again, if you read the language here and compare it to the language that was used from the earlier version, you can see that this language is much more permissive that we're referencing from the Secretary of Interior. The language used here is far less permissive. So I think just as a starting point, to respond to your question, I think an easy starting point for us would be simply to look at current language that the Secretary of Interior uses for rehabilitation guidelines, and if we support those, then we recommend adopting those, and no longer go by the more permissive language we have in this earlier version. I think that would be a pretty simple starting point and something very concrete that we could look at and make decisions on pretty easily. I hesitate to suggest we need necessarily to go through the entire booklet that we have. Commission members, as you look at this, you may come to that conclusion yourself, or you may see that there's modest modifications we need to make in certain areas. Another example that comes to mind is we have something moving through to the City Council on the regulation of murals in the commercial district. Well, that happened well after this, right? So it's not referenced in this booklet at all. So it may be something else we'd want to incorporate in an updated version of this, right? So again, it's codified, easily accessible to new members and the community to understand what the guidelines are that we work from now versus what we worked from back in 1991. Did I answer your question?
Right. I mean, there's other areas that the new ordinance saying you can't paint over unpainted structures without coming before us, you know. In the commercial area of the district, so those things ought to be worked into the guidelines also. That's one of the other.
I think it's a great recommendation, and again, in looking at this booklet, there is a passing reference to not paint unpainted brick surfaces, but it's a passing reference. It's not particularly directive, and again, I would say the language in our earlier booklet tends to be, I think, maybe at the with the goal of a cooperative approach to historic rehabilitation and renovation in the community, tends to be fairly permissive in the type of language that's used, whereas we as a board have made very definite decisions about things we will not approve with no notion of permissiveness. But if you went to this as a backup, it's not so clear that that's what the booklet is saying we would come to as a conclusion. So I'd kind of like to break this down in chunks. And the first chunk to me would be, you know, what a reference to you, Commissioner Budge, because I think that's probably a fairly simple starting point. But it would definitely be to each of your benefits, if you have time, or to the extent that you have time, to go through our design guideline booklet. And Commissioner Conklin, if you don't have a copy of this, I'll make sure we get a copy of this to you in the next week.
Great.
Okay? Oh, no, not this. I'm talking about this actual original booklet.
You know, I need one of those, too.
Then I'll get copies made so at least you have this to reference and review, because, again, you may be surprised by some of the language here versus decisions we've made over the course of the last, say, 6 months to a year. So we need to be congruent. If this is what we're saying and this is what we're doing, we need to make sure they're meeting.
This is available online, right?
Yeah, I believe so.
Oh, even better, thank you. So if you are, if you've got a printer?
Or read it on whatever one.
Mr. Reese?
The Department of Interior website, you can find the 10 items.
Oh, yeah, sure. If you go to the Secretary of, just if you were to Google a Secretary of Interior Rehabilitation Guidelines, it's the, usually the first link that comes up.
The other three categories are there as well, that you will choose. In our case, that's your rehabilitation. But obviously, you can go to all categories.
Mm-hmm. The website is extensive. I went through it the last 2 days, so I did not, at the risk of overwhelming you all with paper, print out all that's on that site. So I think the rehabilitation section, which you were given, which I printed out for you, is a good starting point. But you can see the URL at the bottom. So if you're feeling so inspired, you can certainly go to the site, look at the other sections on sustainability, technical assistance, historic tax credits. There's a lot of other good information there. But I know for some of you, time is limited, so I don't want to ask more of you than I think is reasonable for what we can take on as a commission. And rehabilitation is a lot of what we get in terms of applications, and it's a lot of the realm that we deal with in terms of discretionary decisions. Windows that we may approve, fencing that we may approve, which tend to fall into the gray area of what we think is reasonable. So I think that's, again, this is a good place for us to start, but certainly thank you, Mr. Reese. If we have the time and are feeling a bit more ambitious, there are other areas you could look at as well, and we may look at in the future.
Michael, just a clarification, is the two-page handout was the Secretary's standards for rehabilitation.
Yes.
And then the language in the thicker volume, standards for rehabilitation, the wording is a little different. From one to the other. You'd mm-hmm. like us to follow the, what this one
that, the
this.
Two-pager, yes.
Yeah, the two-pager governs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Other thoughts, questions, comments? Okay, well, Joe, unless there's some pearl of wisdom you want to share with us, this will be one of the shortest meetings on record in recent history. Any other items for next month's agenda? Okay, do I have a motion to adjourn this meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Listen to that echo. So you need a copy of this?
Yes.
Todd needs a copy of this?
No.